USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss potential nominees for the next Supreme Court justice. Committee Chair Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois
shared with them some of our recommendations, but mainly the message was, we trust your judgment, Joe Biden, when it comes to choosing the right person. We're going to work as hard as we can to make sure that selection is chosen officially by the Senate as quickly as possible.
President Biden has said he wants to nominate a black woman to the high court. Much earlier in the day, the president was in Virginia. He spoke about his Build Back Better plan.
It makes sense just to pay a little more in taxes at the top end in order to afford this economic growth we're creating.
The president said his legislation would hold drug companies accountable for sky-high prices on prescription medications. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
We finally have some answers as to the mystery of what killed Bob Saget.
New information is out on the death of Full House star Bob Saget. His family confirms he had a brain bleed after accidentally hitting the back of his head. They believe he didn't realize his injury and died in his sleep at a Florida hotel last month. As far as just how common these brain bleeds are, ABC News chief medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Oh, we have to do some mini med school here and look at the anatomy of the brain. There's blood vessels there. This is a very unforgiving organ for trauma, but it's a closed space. You have the hard skull, you have the soft brain, and in between that, a little bit of bleeding can cause compression on the brain and in some cases can be fatal. So is this something that is common? No, but can it happen? Yes.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol on January 6 said there are gaps in the phone logs provided by the White House on the day of the riot. Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Representatives for the committee declined to comment on the record about the gap in the phone calls. A spokesman for Trump also declined. Sources said the logs show no phone calls for multiple hours when Trump returned to the Oval Office after he gave his speech on the 2020 presidential election at the Ellipse. Supporters who attended the speech marched from the park near the White House to the Capitol, where they attempted to interrupt Congress's certification of the electoral votes. The lack of call records comes as Trump faces scrutiny for allegedly violating the Presidential Records Act by ripping up paper records during his time in office. The National Archives and Records Administration confirmed last month that some of the records turned over to the January 6th committee had been torn and taped back together. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.